This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
All righty, let's sound off, shall we? Mary Galay, what's up, everybody? How are you?
Good.
Hey, Richie O.J., what's up, baby?
I'm doing great. How about you?
All righty, holding things down. Hey, And Steve Ulscher hanging out with you here today. All right, so let me ask you guys a question. First of all, do you gamble, Mary Galay?
I love to play blackjack.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
That's my game. I play blackjack.
So I'm better than you.
Anyone is better than me. When I win, it's just pure dumb luck. Like, there's like no... The dealer's like, you have 18, you want to hit? I was like, hit me. And then, of course, I get like a
21.
King or something. No, I get like a king, and they're like, you're an idiot.
Splits.
I'm the only one...
yeah, right.
I'm the only one who splits kings against, you know, an eight or a jack or whatever. It's like, yeah.
Seriously?
No, not seriously.
But, oh, shoot.
But I hate people who do that. I mean, nothing... Dude, I don't actually
I walk away from the table.
I actually don't hate the people. I just hate the way they play that game. And you can tell, like, within a matter of hands, if somebody is at the table that just needs to not be at the table. I was that guy for a long time. Where I would sit down, I'd start playing a few hands, and people would leave. I'd be like, oh, that's cool. I'm just, you know, people just to go do their own thing. I'm just going to hang out with the dealer. And the dealer just kind of looks at me going, yeah, you're just an idiot. So
it's like, thanks, dude. There went all my tips.
Right?
Yes.
Do you gamble with you, Rich?
I have.
You have.
I prefer trying to build a business that's repeatable. that 1% and 2% seems to.
Yeah, right. Not building your wealth based on dumb luck of the cards. Wait, do you gamble, man?
Not at all.
So my cousin is the CEO of DraftKings, which is a big, you know, fantasy football thing. They are in talks to buy one of their competitors, and that should be pretty interesting. But it got me thinking just about this whole world of gambling. And then this story hit, and I don't know if you've heard the story or not, but it's pretty interesting and disturbing at the same time. Actually, I can't even take credit for this, but I will report it. An unemployed mother of four thought that she had hit nearly a $43 million jackpot.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see this?
I heard about
on
that.
On a slot machine, changing her life forever. Then she learned the crushing news. There would be no millions because the machine was, quote, malfunctioning. And the casino offered her a steak dinner instead. Yikes. So Katrina Bookman of Queens, New York, was playing the slots at the Resorts World Casino near LaGuardia Airport in late August when the machine she was using told her, printing the cash ticket, $42,949,673.76. Customers and casino personnel surrounded her as she celebrated her massive win. She was escorted from the casino floor and told to come back the next day. Bookman, who grew up in foster care.
Right there, that was the problem. Why did she leave?
Like, she should have just stayed.
People,
like,
I'm going to the cage.
Well,
I want my
money. One quick thing, too, I didn't hear anywhere in there. It said it was going to print the ticket, but I didn't hear anything about. So did, like, three cars line up and, like, you could see that it was
on
a winner?
The slot,
like,
machine, right?
Or did it just say, I'm printing this ticket, and it has obvious no numbers that match?
So...
You know what I mean?
They didn't get into that, right?
Right. No, I mean, she was obviously playing, and she had put money in, so it's not like she was just sitting there. So she was playing, and whatever happened triggered this $42 odd million. But sad. I mean, really, a sad story. Bookman, who grew up in foster care, was already making plans for the money, including a barbershop for her son. "Quote: What did I win?" Bookman asked when she returned to the casino. WABC TV reported. You didn't win nothing, she says she was told.
English.
You didn't win nothing. And the New York State Gaming Commission told Bookman she was not entitled to any winnings because the machine, which is only supposed to pay out a maximum win of $6,500, was, quote, malfunctioning. All the machines are labeled with a disclaimer reading, malfunctions void all pays and plays. According to the Gaming Commission, her actual winnings were just $2.25. So the question that I guess I have for you more than anything else here is, like, you know, realistically, as she said, you know, the machine takes your money when you lose. It ought to pay your money when you win, said an attorney who obviously saw the ambulance there and started running down the street after it. Said, you know, she should at least be entitled to the $6,500. But
yes,
I guess the
I agree.
The question is, like, at what point is it okay to change the rules? Like, isn't that, have you ever experienced that? I think that's really my main question here. Have you ever experienced anything where, like, you really thought you were getting X and then at the end of whatever that was, you found out you got Y, which was significantly less interesting or less valuable or less anything. Has that ever happened in any way?
Nothing major that stands out.
How about a bait and switch? So to speak, right? Because if she put in the money and nothing happened, in terms of like the numbers didn't come up or whatever, I mean, the machine would have gladly taken her money. Like, there was no question about that. And so it kind of begs the question, like, well, first and foremost, let me run it around here. So, Rich, has that ever happened to you in any way?
It hasn't.
It hasn't, not like that.
Not like that. Not to that extreme. I mean, that's like a hardcore extreme, right?
Well, $42 million versus $2.25, yeah.
Versus a steak, right?
Versus a steak dinner, but we will give you a steak.
But, I mean, that something, the part that's interesting to me, though, is that that quickly the New York State Commission got in and said, no, it was malfunctioning.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I said it really, to me, almost feels like some sort of media trying to leverage something that was obvious early on. They escorted her out early, like something new early on, and someone just tries to seem to be taking advantage of this.
Probably for her own protection, though, right? I mean, because she's carrying it's like a winning lotto ticket. So if you've got the winning lotto ticket, that's why I think a lot of those folks decide to stay anonymous, because you win something of that size, you're going to have people banging down your door. You don't know what sort of folks are going to be coming, but usually it's not for the right reasons.
Has anyone heard from her yet? Like, actually saying, like, yeah, they said you won, but we got to get you out of here to protect you, or what you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, 'cause like Mary said, well, there should have been some light going off called, why am I walking out of here without anything telling me that I...
Yeah, just go home. Just sleep on it. Enjoy your $43 million, and then come back tomorrow, and we'll give you a check. Or, I mean, it's like
we'll drive you home, even so no one.
Yeah, something was.
Wait. Have you ever had that where like something happened where you thought you were getting X and you were excited about it, and then you ended up getting Y
every month here?
You mean the entirety of my life? Nothing on a grand scale, more just like expectations versus reality. Mm-hmm. You know, really, that's the dinner I ordered, and it looks like that. So nothing major, but my questions are two. Okay, if the maximum prize is $65,000, are they advertising win $23 million?
Well, that's
but they'll never actually pay you. And secondarily, oh, the machine's malfunctioning, it can't pay you. Well, does that mean every dollar that I just put in there was to a malfunctioning machine that was never going to win? Shouldn't I get a refund of all the money that I put in to your malfunctioning machine?
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a really good point. And I would think that, heck yes, she should certainly get back whatever she put in. But at the same token, how about all the players before her? Like, at what point did it start malfunctioning? And then from this, I guess what really concerns me is this something that at any point in time somebody could just step in and say, oh, that was a bogus deck of cards, like that deck of cards, like, what, that was not a legit deck of cards. So
they lose their credibility,
right? Or like the roulette machine. Like, I think the roulette machines are rigged. Like, I think if somebody puts down enough money, they have like a little magnet thingy like underneath.
I love the roulette machine.
Do you think that's legit?
For me, it's the old. I love it more than any of them for two reasons. One is just the opposite of what you're saying. I think they can't afford to lose the credibility. The numbers are in their favor just because the numbers are on the board, right? Mm-hmm. The two green numbers are what helps skew it towards their favor. But so I don't think they would ever do that. The reason why I really like it is because I go around and look for the dealer who used to work in cruise ships, because unlike Vegas, they kind of stay at their machine on a cruise ship and they get bored and they try to hit the same number over and over and over. And I have this weird little technique where I can just lose only on four squares, only make $2 a spin, but you know, so it's like a slow grind.
Like way above.
Wow.
No, my point is like they can affect it. There's no other game in Vegas where the dealer affects the game.
How is that possible?
What do you mean? They're spinning the freaking ball with their hands. So if these guys worked on a cruise ship and they were bored and they could practice over and over and over and over again,
plus
to hit the same number.
There's no regulation out in the open sea.
Wait, do you think that's possible?
Oh, I know it's possible. I've done it because I know numbers in their neighbors. I memorized the wheel. And so it's like I do this thing. And then when I see they can start to hit around the same number, I bet the numbers around it very slyly. So if they can't hit it, it bounces. Yeah, it's
so when
cool.
When you look at the boards,
I want to play.
I know I want to play with Rich. So wait, so when you look at the board and there's like all these black, you know, like 23, 42, 40, and it's like you got those numbers, and then on the letters, it's like you see the thing where it shows you the numbers that have been like hitting, right? Do you look at that, and then you can figure out a pattern off of the numbers you see on the board?
A little bit, because I can see before I sit down, does this guy hit the same area of the board all the time? That's why I call it numbers and their neighbors. If you remember, because you can look
he
up.
He has a phrase
yes,
for
it. He does for
if you look up at the board, you can see, oh, that one's next to that one. And if you start to see the theme of, holy crap, this guy hits a 6-inch section of this board every single time he spins it in the exact same, and it only moves a little bit, you just start following where he spins it.
Hey, Steve, think back when you played pinball. If you pulled the
I just shook the fuck out of those machines to get what I wanted. When they didn't tilt, that was,
without the hammer. But if you pulled the plunger back this far, the ball tended to do this. If you pulled the plunger back a little bit further, it tended to do that. So that's the human factor that Rich is mentioning.
Yeah.
If they tend to push the ball at this force or whatever, as a regular human thing, it's going to tend to fall in this area.
Yeah. Well, here's all I know is I hope they take care of her in some way. Because I mean,
pretty crappy.
That's just like, that's literally like the worst thing you could do to someone who clearly was, you know, I mean, it's not like this is something she couldn't really change her life. It's like, Jesus, don't take
6,500 probably changed her life. Still,
and what's their incentive to ignore the malfunctioning machine until somebody wins?
Oh, God. All right. Well, hopefully they'll take care of her. And if you're going to gamble, 23 red or 33 black. That's my tip for you. All right, guys. We'll talk to you next time.
Just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
Looking to be a successful entrepreneur? The virtual assistant industry continues to be a top choice for those looking to start their own business. The problem can be how to become a virtual assistant. Many turn to the Bible of the VA industry, the book, Virtual Assistant, the series, and it's the perfect guide for office managers, executive assistants, and other administrative professionals looking to make the transition from employee to successful business owner. Go to vatheseries.com to get your copy today.